We've arrived to the first lectern, located in a place from where we can see the ruins of the old castle, which watered over the town of Cerezo de Río Tirón. This town was inhabited by people that could sing and dance really well. According to Father Olmedo's book, Folclore de Castilla, or Cancionero Popular de Burgos, some traditional songs remind us of their most illustrious son and patron, Saint Vitores. The roundmost sung by the inhabitants of Cerezo de Río Tirón goes like this. Le cortaron la cabeza, San Vitores bendito. Le cortaron la cabeza, en un pueblo chiquitito, llamado Quintanilleja. Which means, they cut his head, blessed San Vitores. They cut his head in a small village called Quintanilleja. If you wish, you can go there when you finish the route. There, you'll be able to see some mulberry trees that, according to legend, grew from the martyr's blood. If you read the information on the lectern, you'll get to know how the economy of this area has been evolving and adapting to changes.